If Reality Check Radio enriches your day in life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and the dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Kia ora te whanau, Tobias Tahi here. You are listening to the replay edition of the Truth Speaker Show. Today's show was Motivation Monday, which is our start of the systematic weekly structures break from all that is. We recalibrate, refresh, reground, and take a 3-hour break from the dramas of the world. You can catch songs from Leon Bridges, Lucas Mack, Kid Rock, The Eagles, Prince, Rising Appalachia, and a lot more. You can listen to a replay live stream edition of today's show from 10 p.m. and again on Saturday from 2 p.m. Due to copyright restrictions, we're unable to have a full show up on permanent replay, so be sure to catch them live for the full experience. The Truth Speaker shows live streams on Monday and Thursday at 1 p.m. with a replay live stream edition of both shows airing at 10 p.m. on the same day and again over the weekend. Check out our website at www.realitycheck.radio/truth-speaker for replays and more information about replay times.
You're listening to The Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox@realitycheck.radio.
The Truth Speaker Motivation Monday is back here on Reality Check Radio. My name is Tobias Tahi, and as always, for our Monday, we fill those cups. We free your mind. We stop to smell the roses and give our minds a break from all of that constant chaos of the world. The constant flood of information. The constant bickering between the awake and the woke, the left and the right, the good and the bad. Actually, scratch that. Let's not ever stop stomping on the necks of evils. But today is about setting the foundation for the days ahead, because it isn't healthy to stay constantly worrying about the world, worried about the future. If you don't take a moment to recalibrate, pause your mind, step away, in order to step back in stronger and more focused, then you will probably just fizzle out in a ball of stress and worry and of unhealthy mind. So today, here and now, let's set our foundation, intention, and direction of the week ahead with some powerful music, some of my thoughts, and some of your feedback via the text and email, which is 2057, or email inbox@realitycheck.radio. If you are just tuning in, I want to know why. I want to know where you have been, why you were late, and how can we... No, but for real though, this is the Truth Speaker Show's Motivation Monday, where we just take a moment to pause, to be, to ground, to breathe, to recalibrate, and set our attention for the week ahead. The indoctrination has us cussing Monday out, which then sets us on the back foot for the days ahead, navigating on a seemingly autopilot in order to just get through that working week, waiting for the weekend only to blink and be back at Monday, repeating the cycle. That is the trap. So Monday motivation is set to shift that cycle and change the stigma around Monday while giving you a mindful break from the perceived world problems and dramas. Because constantly focusing on that is a negative trap. It's a negative energy trap consuming you, with the doom and gloom is akin to an energy vampire consuming all of you, leaving nothing for you to thrive on and love life. Duality of our reality is both positive and negative must equally exist. They can't ever be out of balance. It all just depends on what you choose to focus on. As much bad happening out there in the world, there is an equal amount of good happening out there in the world. What you choose to focus on is what will be the reality of your human experience. This is Reality Check Radio. My name is Tobias Tahi, and you are listening to The Truth Speaker Show. Don't forget to reach out to me for whatever reason your little heart desires. 2057 on the text, or email inbox@realitycheck.radio. I've watched people who became aware during the COVID Great Awakening, or whatever you want to label it. I've seen their physiology start to change and shift. You could see that becoming aware of the reality of the world has really taken its toll on their mind health, which always shows externally. I've watched some people become so consumed by it all that they are trapped in chat groups, addicted to scrolling and consuming every link shared, every conspiracy talked about, and have shifted from a place of realization and awakening to an unhealthy place of obsession and addiction, which then goes on to fuel nothing but an unhealthy worry for the future and taking everything for face value and end of the world scenario. It's almost a fear and worry psychosis hidden behind exposing the truth and fixing the world. You can't fix the world if you are declining. You must always remain at your best. We must always remain at our best, our most powerful, our strong-minded and physically able self if we wish to make any type of difference in this world. Because becoming trapped in an unhealthy, vicious cycle of negativity is not going to help fix the world for future generations to come. It would not be a grounding, recalibration show without ensuring we keep our connection with God alive and healthy. I always ensure not to act like a door-knocking JW invading your personal freedom and relationship with God by always banging on your door about it. But with all that is going on in the world, getting right with God allows you to feel secure in you. Secure in your ability to go forward, your life, your purpose, your reason, your future, your journey here on this earth, in this realm, within your flesh suit while playing at human in this hilarious game we call life. Because if you take a step back and observe humans as a whole species, it's an absolute amusement park circus at the best of times. God gave us everything we need to exist, yet we kill each other over what man created. Anyway, the point of my rambling is that if you're someone like me who has always had a up and down relationship with God, one whose critical mind questioned, researched, and fell out of love due to man's meddling in it all, then had to rebuild that relationship based off of a true knowing, or if you have walked away due to man's meddling in the truth and the religious attachments, then I suggest you start reconnecting that relationship, because right now, when you know God, you know yourself, and you know that all of this chaos is simply something that has to happen in order for things to get better. And you also know everything is going to be all good, as long as we stay healthy of mind, healthy of body, healthy of wairua, healthy of heart, and healthy of God. My name is Tobias Tahi. This has been the Truth Speaker Show here on Reality Check Radio. Remember to love each other, and never trust the government.
You're now listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.